cleaning up a river, attending a rally, listening to Ralph Nader speak, improving energy conservation. Those are just a few of the many activities that students can participate in this year as part of the environmental theme semester. The theme semester is sponsored by the University of Michigan School of Literature, Science, and the Arts and the School of Natural Resources. They're offering more than 50 environmental courses and a host of earth-friendly activities to raise consciousness about the environment. Today, about 150 students turned out for an event called Hands on the Planet, volunteering to get dirty cleaning up rivers, parks, and nature trails. Stella Gorland, a sophomore, was one of the volunteers.
I just really want to, you know, be a part of it. Like, I think it sounds like such a great way to be active about the environment instead of just hearing lectures and you know, movies. You could actually get out there and help clean and help make things better.
But it's not just hands-on experience. What coordinators are hoping to do is incorporate environmental issues throughout the university curriculum. Everything from music to art history to business is fair game. English professor John Knott coordinated the faculty activities.
I think it's meant to raise consciousness of an issue, this issue, to form new networks of faculty and students, perhaps to point to other kinds of activity in the future. I think there will be curricular innovations that will come out of this. We hope there will be some change in the culture of the university that will come out of this, having demonstrated the interest in this issue.
So far, the environment seems to have struck a chord with students here at Michigan. This semester, several hundred students have taken part in the theme semester, and the reviews seem to be overwhelmingly positive. Mona Hanna is the student coordinator.
Our first event was a kickoff in mid-January, and we had over 300 people jammed into this room. You could measure the energy level in the room, and surprisingly, it has withstood.
Hanna says that momentum has continued and indicates that environmental activism is alive and well on college campuses, but the type of student involvement differs from the radical 1960s.
The whole idea of this environmental theme semester has been a positive approach to thinking about the environment. We're not going out and yelling at the administrators. We're sitting down, we're talking to them, we're working with them, we're coming together on ideas, and that's how activism has changed with this, and I think this hopefully will be a trend into how we deal with future issues.
English professor John Knott says that the university's hosted theme semesters before, but students weren't included in the planning. He says this year, involving students was a priority.
Once the students got involved, we figured that it would have broader impact. I've been surprised by how big the impact has been and by what the students have done. Because we couldn't really predict how they would run with this and the kind of imagination they would have.
Knott says students have really outdone themselves, coordinating everything from an all-night environmental teach-in to an eco-Olympics, where students competed to increase recycling and energy conservation in the residence halls. University President Lee Bollinger says he's been impressed by the level of student commitment.
I think it exceeded everybody's expectations. That's why everybody's so pleased about it. People knew that there would be interest. It's a subject that was both important and appealing, but they just didn't, I think, expect the intensity of both intellectual interest and engagement and a very positive activism.
Bollinger adds that the theme semester should have lasting impacts on the students and the university.
The faculty, I think, will, of course, stay, and they continue to be influenced by very successful programs like this. And then if you take the university as a whole, I think you just can't have something like this happen without people's way of thinking about things being changed. So there'll be many changes, I think, within the university structure.
Whether or not Michigan makes those changes, they're not alone. Several other campuses are working to make environment a central part of their coursework. Those include the Business School at Miami of Ohio and the Policy School at the University of Chicago. Student coordinator Mona Hanna says she's been approached by other universities about replicating her program. And as the term draws to a close, Hanna's still upbeat. She says the environmental theme semester is simply a starting point.
We're going to quantify how much we've done and how much institutional change we've created and look ahead and say, hey, we're not done this semester. We have so much more to do. The environment doesn't end now. We definitely want to have this theme semester be a springboard for future environmental change.
This month, the University of Michigan will bid farewell to its environmental theme semester with an outdoor festival called Party for the Planet. The festival will feature environmental speakers and promote sources of alternative power. Several hundred people are expected to attend. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Julie Edelson-Halpert in Ann Arbor, Michigan.